Are you stepping into Christmas, or is it a little too early for you? Jim Toronto filling in for Nick DiGilio this morning. Be here till 5 o'clock. I'm here till 5. I don't know what you're doing, but I hope you'll stick around. We are still jamming 4 pounds of Radio Bologna into a 1 pound bag. Lots of show left, and hope you will stay tuned. And if you have the inclination, give us a call at 312-981-7200, and that's also the text number as well. So, as I said, I love the Christmas season. If you've listened to me with any kind of regularity at all, you know that I wear a small wreath pin on my overcoat, on my winter overcoat. It's a little wreath. It's not ceramic. It's actually, it's fake. It's not a real, and I've actually decorated it a little, put some tinsel on it, and it's got those little red berries in it, and I have it on my lapel. Some have poked fun at this, what I call a festive pin. They have called it a brooch. It is not a brooch. As I've said many times, a brooch is worn by a woman. Virile men wear festive pins. So I love to be in the festive mood. I like to wear a Santa hat. I'm one of those guys who wears a Santa hat out when the Christmas season starts. And I just really enjoy decorating the house inside. Love Santa. So we've got lots of Santa dolls, Santa figures, Santa, you name it. The whole tree is Santa ornaments, so there's even a Santa hat on top of the tree and Santa ornaments, so the tree is very red and white. The whole house is very red and white. One of my favorite Santas, if you don't know about it, you can go online and look for it. There's a book called Santa Calls that came out, like I think, in the 90s or maybe even the late 80s. And the Santa was such a cool-looking Santa. It was illustrated Santa. And he had the hat and, the red outfit. But instead of the usual big coat with the white fleece and everything, he had, like, a white suit with a vest and a monocle. And he still had the hat. But he was kind of like a British-looking very dapper Santa, and I really love that Santa look. I bought the book just because I really liked the look of that Santa. And then in the late 90s and the early aughts, if you will, Saks Fifth Avenue adopted that as their official Santa for the Christmas season. And for about 4 or 5 years, they created a whole line of different products using that Santa. Cookie jars and decorative plates and you name it. And so I started to collect those, and I love my Saks Fifth Avenue Santas. I just love putting those up. And when I went downstairs to the Showcase Studio, they already had the Showcase Studio decorated. Full Monty. Tree. Tinsel, decorations along the window, outlining the window, and a little fireplace with Santa's legs. Now, I asked Dan, the producer here, he doesn't even know, but they may have even done that last week, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was relatively recent, but
yeah.
Still,
So that wasn't, I'm wondering if it's too early on the 17th of November, and they probably decorated that, on the 12th of November. So is it too early? As I said earlier in the show, I did see a full-blown decorated Christmas tree in the window lit up on Halloween night. Now, that is a little early, I would say. However, this ornament that I brought in yesterday, it's called the Countdown to Christmas, and it's got a little digital display where you put in the date of when you're starting it and the time, and then it counts down from that time. And on that little display, that is able to start counting down from October 1st. I think I started sometime in early to mid-October when there's about 69 days left. But there on that thing, they're already saying October is a countdown to Christmas. So in this kind of fast-paced, crazy world, is it too early? Is it? I have a spare room. I just took out, just a little tabletop tree and a few little Santas and a snowman. It's a spare room. We don't really use it all that much. It's where our cat Grimsby goes in, and that's where her litter box is, and that's where her food is. And so we're in that room on and off just because feeding her and stuff like that. But so it's not like that's where we live, so we're not surrounded by the Christmas decorations yet. But I did pull them out today and did decorate that room to some extent. So I am tempted now to go downstairs and go into one of the 25 bins of Christmas stuff that we have. I don't know if I would do the outside. Still have a wreath of leaves on the front door window. So maybe to the outside world, I could pretend it's autumn. But inside, it could still be Christmas because I like Christmas. I don't know. Is it too early? Do you decorate at all?
We do decorate. That's more my wife's department. We usually do try to wait until the week of Thanksgiving.
After?
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving?
In that range. Because my wife is a teacher, so typically, that Wednesday is like an early day for them. So depending on what's going on, if we're not hosting,
right,
we'll do it that Wednesday. Or lately, yeah, we've been doing it whenever NBC does their live musical, whatever they decide to do that year.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
whatever that one is.
And we have it on in the background and do it then.
Well, as I've said many times, I am a stickler. I do put up a nativity. I was born and raised Catholic. I'm not really a practicing Catholic, but it is a nativity scene that my mom used to put up, so I put it up. But I am a stickler. As I said before, I'm very anal, which is a polite word for what I am. But so when I put up my nativity, for instance, and I've said this many times, everybody puts up their nativity and they put the three wise men right next to the stable and they put Jesus in the stable. No. Jesus isn't born yet. You can't. If you put your nativity scene up before Christmas Day, you can't have Jesus there. He's not born. And you can't have your three wise men there either. So what I do, I put my three wise men in another room. And every day, I move them a little closer to the room where the stable is. Because that's the story. They were out in the desert, and then they saw a star, and that led them to the stable. They're not automatically there. They just don't get there. This isn't Star Trek. They don't go to the Transformer room, wherever the hell that was, and say, Scotty, beam me up. They got to be there by camel. And that takes time. So I put my three wise men, which I believe, let's see, what were their names? Balthazar, Melchior, who was the third one? I can't remember the third name now. But I have my three wise men in another room. And they traverse toward the stable. And then on Christmas Day, they finally get there. And you cannot put your little Jesus in the stable. So that's actually what I do. On Christmas Day, I've got my ornament that counts down at midnight when it goes from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, and it's officially Christmas. Then I go, because I have my little Jesus in his manger. He's hidden in the piano bench. And that's where he stays. And then on Christmas Day, officially at 12:01 a.m., I go to the piano bench and put him in his stable. He is born. Now, that's the way you got to do it, folks. You can't just put everybody together. That's not the story. So if I do put my nativity scene up, I'm going to have just what I have for a good month is the stable. Now, you know, my Mary and Jesus are kind of staring down at nothing because, you know, that's always their pose. They're always kind of with their hands on their breasts or, you know, Joseph's got his hand on his, his shepherd's staff there. But they're both looking down. But in mine, I put a little goat. We have a few animals as part of our nativity scene. So I put a little lamb. Now, get the significance of that. I put a lamb in between Jesus and Mary and Joseph, where the manger would be. You say, why a lamb? Because Jesus is the Lamb of God. So it's a placeholder. See, this is thought out. This isn't willy-nilly. Jesus in flesh is not born yet. But in my nativity scene, until Christmas Day, I've got Mary and Joseph looking down at a lamb in the stable because Jesus is the Lamb of God and he will be born. And so then I've got a couple of other little, you know, there's a cow or something that they, and there's, I got some hay in there, but it's just a stable. And to be honest with you, if I'm really playing it, I probably shouldn't even have Jesus or Joseph and Mary there. They should be in the other room making their way toward the stable because they couldn't get any room at the inn. In fact, I should go buy an inn. I might need an inn to have and put the inn. Wow, this is getting complicated now.
And then you have to have a bunch of people staying at the inn so they can't get
right.
Into
oh, yeah.
The
inn. The whole parking lot at the inn has to be filled with camels. All the spots are filled with camels. Oh, wow. This is becoming quite complex. I never really realized it. I've always been just been doing it the anal way that I've been doing. But now that I'm really thinking about it out loud here, yeah, I probably should have an inn that's filled. And then Jesus or Joseph and Mary need to be in another room making their way while the three wise men are in another room making their way. And maybe just the animals stay in the stable. Wow. Whew. I got some rethinking to do here. My goodness. I always thought I was being very true to the story, but like you're saying, Dan, I need to get an inn. And what is it? What did an inn look like? Do they sell? Does anybody sell full inns for Christmas? I need an inn that says no vacancy. We'll be back after this. No switching. Jim Toronto filling in for Nick DiGilio. We're asking the age-old question, or at least the 20-minute question. Is it too early to decorate for Christmas? I've seen some things up and around. I've sort of begun to decorate, but I'm not sure if I should go full Monty. So that's what I'm asking you. And I was talking about how I set up my nativity scene here. I'm looking at the text, and some people are mentioning, which we know to some extent is true. I mean, as much as historically we might know. Yes, I understand that Jesus was not born on December 25th. If you know the history of why we celebrate Christ's birth at that time of the year, it's really based on the Druid kind of celebrations that were going on at the winter solstice, and those were so popular with people that the organized religion said, well, people won't stop celebrating these pagan rituals because they're so ingrained. So let's just crowbar our way in there and say that Jesus was born on December 25th. So everybody can still celebrate their pagan rituals, but at least they're celebrating it now for us and not for pagan reasons. So that's how the December time for Jesus' birth was born. They speculate that maybe it was sometime in spring, right before the Cubs opener. But so I understand that that Jesus was not born on the 25th. And in fact, I've got a phone caller here, Adam, and he wants to chime in. How you doing, Adam?
Hello?
Yeah, so now what were you saying about I said with my nativity that I'm a stickler, so I don't like to have my wise men there until Christmas Day and my Jesus.
No, then it's not the nativity.
Why?
Because it's just Joseph and Mary standing there in front of an empty crib waiting.
No, no, I told you, they're waiting. I put a lamb in there.
Oh, all right. Well, here was my argument. My argument, because we put up the nativity scene.
Uh-huh.
You know, before Christmas.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're not trying to act like the Christmas coming up is the very first Christmas. We're just trying to show what happened on the very first Christmas. So when people come in before Christmas and they're like, oh, there's the nativity scene, you know.
Well, that's one way
to act. Put it on a play and say this is the first Christmas coming up.
No, I mean, that's your way is one way to do it.
All right.
But I am I'm just a stickler for facts, and it's kind of fun to move my wise men a couple of inches every day.
Yeah, see, if it's like that, if it's for a reason like that, like because it's fun to you or because it's, you know, a I get that. Like, I do stuff like that, too.
Yeah. You know,
I'm just so used to putting up the nativity every
Well,
year.
Like I said, and I understand that, and everybody did, but I remember, and I used to do that too, and then I said to myself, you know, wait a minute. You know, Jesus isn't born yet.
Well, he is born yet because it was 2,000 some years ago.
Well, I understand that, but the nativity is obviously a representation, so.
That's true.
So then once I realized that Jesus probably shouldn't be in the stable, then I started looking around at my nativity and saying, well, these three wise men shouldn't be there. Yet and now,
see, then you got to look at everything. Then once you start with one thing,
well, yeah,
you know.
Well, that's why now that's why I was just saying. I wonder if I need to buy an inn and have.
I heard that. That's what I decided to call. I'm like, okay, he's going way too far now.
Well, I'm just having a little fun with it, but when you think about the story,
I know
that's the way that's the way it
sure.
should be. But believe me, your way is the traditional way, and I'm not putting that down in any way, shape, or form.
If I did it your ways, but it's just that when people would come in to visit, you know, they're going to be like, what the heck is with your nativity scene there? And I'd have to be like, well, and then I'd have to tell the whole story about calling into the radio and how you influenced me.
Well, I certainly don't want to complicate your holiday. So.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I certainly give you a dispensation, and you can put it up the way you want.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, you have a good night, sir.
All right, take care.
Take care.
No, I mean, we're just having fun with this, but really, as I said, I have to rethink my entire nativity. I might not be able to even have Jesus and Mary there. They need to be out of town as well, and I need to find an inn with a parking lot filled with camels, so that with a little sign that says "No vacancy." We'll be back after this. No switching. And I'm just scanning these text very quickly, and boy, I love you texters at 3:30. Somebody says, well, should Mary be pregnant in your nativity, or do you have to swap the pregnant Mary out for a non-pregnant Mary when Jesus is born? Very good point, my friend. Very good point. Someone else, and this is this one I'm actually going to put into use, so I'm actually glad. I don't know. Someone says, when you have your wise men, do you have them on the east side of your house? Because they need to be coming from the east. Good point. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what part of the house I put them in is at the east side. It might not be. But this year, I guarantee you, my wise men will be coming from the east. Somebody had a nice little joke there and said that Mary and Joseph's marriage was unstable. This one I like. Someone says that at their church, and they are Catholic, their church puts the wise men in the back of the church. So the wise men are not there. See that?
We also had a caller that said they do that at Loyola, that they have a similar setup where they have a nativity scene, a life-size nativity scene, and you can, as the days get closer, You see that.
Last year, I went to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and I was we went in, and they had a nativity scene, and I was ecstatic. They did not have their Jesus in the stable in that church. I was like, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, but I like the idea of having my wise men in the east side of my house. I just have to get a compass now and figure out where the east side of my house is. But thank you for those suggestions. That's excellent. Very good.